A rock critic, Ken Tucker, has a review of the new solo album by Nico Case. She grew up in Tacoma, Washington, attended art school in Vancouver, and performed with the Canadian pop rock band The New Pornographers. As a solo artist, her music has often tended to be more influenced by country and folk music. Her new CD, Fox Confessor Brings the Flood, is her fourth studio album. Ken says it contains some of her most complex and beautiful music to date.
Everything's so easy for Polly. Everything's so easy for Polly. Ancient strings that feed a light speed to her, such mild grace, no monument of tacky gold. They smooth her hair with cinnamon waves, and they placed an ingot in her breast to burn cool and collect it. Cradle and then rolls of her tender paws to save her. Everything's so easy for Polly.
I think I could probably spend the rest of my life trying to understand fully what Nico Case is getting at in Margaret vs. Pauline, the song that opens her new album. But on another level, I don't really want to know what it's all about. The way she sings Everything's So Easy for Pauline suggests reservoirs of resentment, pity, and despair that's almost too much to take as an opening cut, even one enhanced by the beauty of the piano playing by Garth Hudson of the band. But extremes of emotion held barely in check by the confines of melody and tempo are what make Case's voice seem so powerful and subtle. On that song, Lion's Jaws, Nico Case sings like a 50s torch singer who wants to burn down the recording studio. A song of lament, her lover's gone, she still feels his hand in her pocket, and of poetic adjectives, a meddling sky, her snowy eye. It gathers you into the center of pain and confusion, into the lion's jaws. But her singing releases you into an ethereal, eternal night. She eludes the lion only to get trapped at a party that stirs up memories of bad behavior she tries to escape, with pills and help from the devil.
Compared to some I've been around, but I really tried so hard. Radical course like an evidence. Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. In the end, I was the mean girl, or somebody.
Occasionally, this dream album yields up its sources and inspiration. On John Saw That Number, Case takes an old country gospel song and gives it her own fiercely judgmental spin. And on the gorgeous That Teenage Feeling, Case reaches back to early rock and roll influences to express an adult's hope for the sort of electrifying love that may never come around again. I saw Case perform this song the same day that Gene Pitney's death was reported. Although she never mentioned him, it turned out to be as fine a tribute to that great 60s singer as anyone could want.
Now that we've met, I can only laugh at these regrets. Common as a winter cold, their telephone poles. Another, after another.
treats me the same as my brave friend who says, I don't care if forever never comes, cause I'm holding out for that teenage feeling. I'm holding out for that teenage feeling.
Ultimately, what Nico Case has created over the course of Fox Confessor Brings the Flood is a mystery novel cast in music, a story about clues and false starts and dangerous fights and more dangerous romances. Whether the mystery is solved by the end really isn't, as is true of so many such creations, really the point. It's the suspense, the details, and the music of the language that matters.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Fox Confessor Brings the Flood by Nico Case.
Here I am, traffic slow.
Coming up, Maureen Corrigan reviews a new novel about art fraud and murder by Peter Carey. This is Fresh Air.